Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media at training camp in Owings Mills.
Okay, appreciate everybody being here. Good day. Guys worked hard. Felt like we really improved from yesterday to today. What questions do you have? Yeah, we'll know more tomorrow. It's going to be a few weeks, though. You know, there's something. He rolled his ankle, foot area. So we'll get an MRI tomorrow and see exactly what it needs to be done. But it'll be a few weeks. It's good that it's this early in camp. So.
A question about Tavius Robinson. Just the things you would like to see from him in year two, three, in his progress.
Well, I tell you, Tavius is a pretty special person. You know, and really an amazing player. I tell you, I mean, just the guy makes the most of everything he does every day. Weight room, meeting room, practice field, every single rep. I see a very physical, good player who gets better every day. He's a big part of our team.
Didn't see a lot of false starts today. Still running the
complex. I'm sorry, what was the question?
Didn't see many false starts today.
Yeah.
Still running cadence at the full level, right?
Yeah. Just like I said yesterday, you thought.
John, there's such depth at outside linebacker behind Kyle and Adolphe. To keep five, yes, to keep six, is that realistic for edge rushers? And what are you looking to see?
I mean, that's a few weeks away. Of course, you know, I mean, I think about that every day. But you could keep six, you know. It's just a matter of how many D linemen you keep or how many inside backers or DBs you keep, so. You can keep 25 or 26 defensive players probably. 24, 25, or 26, that's kind of how it could go. So have to see how it shakes out. We've got a lot of days between now and then.
John, you've gotten to see some of your young guys in pads back-to-back days. What did you think after watching them the last 2 years?
I thought they really, you know, worked hard. I thought they were physical. Didn't get overwhelmed by the fact that they were in pads, you know, at this level for the first time. A lot of the rookies, this is the first time at this, doing this kind of thing. So I thought they did well.
John, the incident up there in New York, kind of what was your reaction when you learned about?
Yeah, I got home last night and it was on the news, and then they said it was where the NFL is, Park Avenue there, and start texting, you know, to see if people were okay, and just our hearts go out to all the victims involved. I mean, it's just a horrific, sad thing. Very disappointed. And, our prayers are with the people in New York, and especially the people in that building last night, just going to work, trying to do their job, you know, and trying to live their life as best they can. To be taken away like that, or to be injured like that, is unbelievably tragic. And then for the police officer that was killed, I just hope, okay, that we all respect and are grateful for all of our first responders, including our police. I hope that we understand what a sacrifice it is to put your life on the line every single day, which none of us do, other than driving to work, and you know, we might. Lightning bolt might hit us. I mean, our police officers go to work every single day, you know, under attack way too often. And if you don't support them, then I guess you have a right to do that, but not a right to be respected, at least not in my book. So to her family, thank you for the sacrifice and for who she was and the commitment she made for all of us. We are very grateful.
Just show his speed again when he's able to hit that corner and take off like that.
Yeah, it does. It does. And it's good for our defense. I mean, I think, you know, sometimes we do protect, you know, Lamar, you know. I mean, of course, you stay away from the quarterback. Everybody does. But I want him to get him a little closer, you know, at least make it legitimate that he thinks you had a chance to get him. And I don't know if they would have got him or not. You know, we've got to run to the ball. So it's good for our defense. You always got to run to the ball every play, no matter what, especially if Lamar Jackson's got the ball. But we're not going to be tackling Lamar. That's not going to be part of the plan. And I do think, you know, obviously those type of plays, he's had a lot of those plays in the last 2 days.
Yeah.
And those plays do show you, you know, what kind of a player he is.
We're going to do two more.
John, much of a luxury it will be to have like a consistent four-man pass rush, as at least as it pertains to, you know, getting the kind of turnovers that you guys want this year?
Yeah, we'd love to have a great four-man pass rush, five-man pass rush, three-man pass rush, six-man pass rush, and seven-man pass rush, because that's how we play, you know. So I don't think any Ravens fans want to see us, you know, rushing four all the time. It's really not what we've ever been about, ever. We are a blitzing team, but we're also, you know, we've also had great pass rushers here, and a lot of guys who've gotten to the quarterback and done really well. A lot of Kyle Sacks were on four-man pass rushes last year, and others. So we want to be able to do the whole gamut, but it's always an advantage to be able to rush four. And it's always an advantage to rush the four pass rushers, too, not just the simulated also.
Sorry. Did you get any better sense on Armour Davis after an MRI?
No, I haven't talked. I haven't got that report yet. He did it today, so I haven't heard what the report on that is yet.
All right, thanks, Coach.
Okay, thanks.